Last summer, Boise police noticed an increase in the number of cases of people overdosing on synthetic drugs. BPD has found that these new man-made chemicals are replacing better-known street drugs, things like ecstasy and LSD. And officers are concerned that users are being duped into taking the more potent synthetics. Samantha Wright talked to one undercover narcotics officer about what he's been seeing on the streets of Boise.
Jack works a dangerous job buying drugs from dealers. Because he works undercover, we've changed his name and his voice to protect his identity. He's worried about the effects of a fairly new class of synthetic drugs.
These drugs can and have proven to kill people.
The detective says the synthetics started showing up in Boise in 2010, mostly spice, synthetic cannabinoids, and designer drugs known as bath salts. Then the new ones came along, 25I and 25C, which are synthetic phenethylamine. 25I, or N-Bomi, is a hallucinogen, often compared to LSD. It can be inhaled, swallowed, injected, or snorted. After that, Jack says, anything can happen.
And the best thing I can tell you is extremely unpredictable. Violence, hyperthermia, where people are getting overheated, elevated heart rates, to the point where they're stripping off clothing and just acting extremely erratic.
The effects can be deadly. The drugs can cause seizures, kidney damage, bleeding in the brain, and heart failure. Jack says drug users know synthetics are dangerous and don't usually buy them on purpose. But despite a stigma among users, the drugs are still getting on the streets.
So drug dealers name them something other than what they are, which is what's scary for the users.
This happens a lot with ecstasy or MDMA. Known on the street as Molly, ecstasy is a party drug used often by young people. But now Jack says users looking for Molly are being fooled into buying something else.
We're seeing methamphetamine, we're seeing bath salts, we're seeing the 25s and 2C drugs. They're buying what they think is Molly, but it's actually a synthetic drug that is extremely harmful to them.
The detective remembers a case from fall of 2013 involving two teenagers. The 16-year-olds had tried LSD before, but wanted a more intense high this time. So they went to a dealer and bought what they thought was LSD and upped the dosage.
This time, one of them doubled their dose. One of them went four times the dose of what they had previously taken, thinking it was LSD. The drug was not LSD. It was 25I. It was a synthetic drug that he was selling as LSD that caused these two young people to nearly lose their lives.
Both of the teens were hospitalized. One had a seizure and stopped breathing. Jack says the drugs come from large illegal labs overseas, from countries like China. They're cheaper and easier to get than non-synthetics. Some dealers buy the drug off the internet and have it shipped through the mail. And sometimes even the drug dealer is fooled and doesn't know what he's selling.
You just never know what you're getting. There's no quality control. We don't know who's making these drugs. You could be taking not only a different drug, but you could be taking a completely scaled up dose than what you think you're taking. So it's scary all around. I mean, people are literally taking their lives in their own hands when they choose to use these drugs.
Jack says education and getting the word out about these new drugs is the best way to combat the problem. He says law enforcement can only go so far. He's also worried about the future of synthetic drugs and whatever the next wave of chemicals may bring to the streets of Boise. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.